Oh, you're in for a treat coming up in just a moment here. We're just about ready to go here. We are ready, in fact. But please let me tell you that Missy Raines and the new hip just did Blackest Crow. I think that actually gets us up to date with music from the last few minutes. So I've really grown fond of New Orleans music. I've never been to New Orleans and hope to get down there one of these days. But I have a good friend who came up to go to college named Matt Toops, who's dad works with the New Orleans Symphony, and Matt brought a lot of brass band music and other New Orleans music with him. I always knew a little bit, but I didn't know too much. And the more I listened, the more I loved it. Treme comes on, and you get even more interested, and WWOZ was always a favorite radio station I can listen to online, and so it gives me just a huge amount of pleasure for us to be able to have these guys here with us. They were playing a winery last night, which is probably a good motif for a New Orleans group.
Anywhere there's alcohol.
Anywhere. They'll be at Allegheny General Hospital later on in the emergency room today. let's welcome 10 men.
I got a heart that swells, but only you can tell. I guess I fell into the wishing well. Just want to hold your hand when I'm jingling down the street. I got a watch that winds, I paid it off on time. I guess I learned to walk between the lines. Bring everybody home when I'm jingling down the street. I ran from the hold-up man, but he ran from me first, and I said, do me if you think you can, buddy. I got my baby, do your worst, so baby, say I do, make it all come true. You know one day I'll make it up to you. Just wanna hold your hand when I'm jingling down the street. So baby, say I do, make it all come true. You know one day I'll make it up to you. Just wanna hold your hand when I'm jingling down the street.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just wanna hold your hand when I'm jingling down the street.
There is the group known as 10 Men. You saw me typing while you were playing. Maybe I just tweeted. I don't often tweet and listen at the same time, but folks need to tune in and listen in. You guys, I said awesome, authentic New Orleans jazz trio, 10 Men, tune in now, which is a call to action. You're not even allowed to do that. But actually, it's the great Twitter. I can do whatever.
We're in the tweetosphere.
The tweetosphere.
Tweet away, brother.
So tell me about the group. How long have you guys been playing together?
We've been together since, I think it was early 2002, around late 2001, early 2002.
I think it was late 2000.
Somewhere in the late Pliocene.
and are you all from New Orleans originally?
None of us are from New Orleans originally. Matt's from Sacramento, California. Chaz is from White Plains, New York. I'm from Red Bank, New Jersey. We've all been there for a while now. But, you know, sometimes you're not born in your hometown.
Yeah, and it seems New Orleans seems to be just a town that really fits a lot of people, right? You end up being able to just fit when you're down there, I would imagine.
Unless you don't fit.
Unless you don't fit.
Exactly.
Don't fit. In which case, you fit even better.
Yeah. Well, the misfits probably fit.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm saying.
The fits maybe don't fit.
You don't choose New Orleans. New Orleans chooses you. You know?
That's a good way of putting it, Chaz. What do you think would surprise people? Off the air, we were talking briefly. My wife's been to New Orleans a lot. The woman who you may have met who was sitting over there, Ricky.
Okay.
I have not been to New Orleans ever. What do you think would surprise people that haven't been there?
I think the main thing is that people look at the city geographically and they see it as one of the most southernmost cities in America. But once you live there or visit there, you realize that it's much more one of the northernmost cities of the Caribbean in terms of its cultural references. So in that way, it's not like Atlanta or like the other southern cities you would think of. It feels much more like Martinique or some other Caribbean port than a southern American city. And so that can be a bit jarring. People aren't ready for that until they get there, and then they get ready right away.
Yeah, that's a really good observation. Chaz, you looked like you were thinking of something.
No, I was disagreeing with that, definitely. You know,
yeah.
It's definitely not like your typical American southern city like Atlanta or you know.
Yeah, and we'll mention, I alluded to it off the air before, the tuba incident, the springs of the tuba.
Well, America, you can rest assured that TSA is protecting you at your airports. One of the springs on the inside of my valve casing looked suspicious, and so they saw fit to take it and send it for analysis in Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, it left me without one of my little tiny springs, which is about a $2 part, but without it, it renders this $1,000 instrument totally unuseful. And so I had to go to Lowe's and buy a spring and try to cut it to size, and it was not an easy thing, but you know, in the name of national security, I'll happily suffer through. And the music store, Volkwines
Music.
Yeah. Can I go ahead and give them a shout out?
Volkwines has been a friend of Pittsburgh for probably 100 years.
Yeah, it's wonderful to find a music store like that. You know, a lot of the larger chain music stores are running the local places out of town, but that place is going strong. And it's the kind of place I walked in, and they had exactly what I wanted in about 5 minutes, and it cost me about $2.
I'm sure TSA got a memo on spring-loaded devices or spring-activated devices.
I'm sure there's something that I don't know. Someone tried to make a bomb out of a sousaphone spring.
I'm kind of worried about these glasses that have that little spring hinge.
They're going to get you, bro.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a low E flat in the chamber.
Let's. Why don't we have you guys do another song? I want to be sure we get lots of music in. What do you want to do next?
I'd like to do Tano-san.
Oh yeah. Okay. Here's one that you don't hear every day. Many years ago, I had the great pleasure of working in Japan at the Tokyo Disney Sea. Disney Resort, and I shared a dressing room with a guy, one of the finest bass players in Japan, who every day or 5 days a week would go to the Disney Sea theme park and put on a funny sailor suit and walk around in a giant restaurant and play his bass. His name was Tano-san, and I never learned his last name. They're pretty secretive about that stuff over there. And but here's a song about Tano, who was kind of a Zen master of the restaurant, the menu venue situation. All right. What did I hear sweet Tano-san say? The world can be too much to bear. When they block your eye, always wear your smile, and you can roll anywhere. What did I see sweet Tano-san do? Sometimes you push, sometimes you pull. But even so, there's no place you can't go when your mind is empty and your heart is full. Where would I go when the ill wind blows? Where will I hide my head? I wanna go where Tano-san goes. Do, see, do at the end of the rainbow. Now, Tano-san, see, sweet Tano-san, do. He ain't no monkey in a zoo. No matter if you're Asian, Haitian, or Croatian, or any other point of view.
Tin Man at the Saturday Light Brigade. That time I was looking to see what you're playing in Dayton tonight.
Dayton, Ohio.
And, you know, 4 hours from Pittsburgh, which is not too bad on a nice day. But our affiliate in New Concord, Ohio, it's only 2 hours. And that's 2 hours of probably flat, direct driving. So I'll bet it's more like an hour and a half if you put your vibe to it, at least on the way there. Maybe
for
not on the way
home. Intrepid drivers.
Travel by Dragonfly.
Yeah. But you'd be able to get a chance to see these guys. Have you played up north much?
Yeah, we've played all around, but I think it's our first time in Pittsburgh.
First time in Pittsburgh.
And yeah. I guess we played in Dayton a few years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's terrific. I hope you had a good turnout last night.
Sold out.
Wow. Sold out last night was nuts. It was fun.
I'm glad. There's a, you know, one, I don't know. Do you think more folks are discovering the kind of music you're playing and are getting, I think people have become more interested in other genres of music, partly because of the internet, and you can discreetly sample different kinds of music and sort of stick your toe in and see if you like it.
Yeah, I think that's very true. You know, you can sample what you like, you know, and you're not force-fed radio. Nobody really listens to the radio anymore, you know, like, commercial radio.
Jeez, man.
You
know?
Well,
no, I'm kidding.
You're right. Like in your car, you do.
No, you're absolutely right.
You know, I mean, like, I'm talking about, like, you know, music radio. Like, you know, there's, I mean, the stations are so, you know, homogenized.
Well, they're formulaic.
You know,
actually,
I mean, like, really, I mean, when's the last time you turned on the radio and, like, you know, to listen to, like, the, I guess people do listen to the latest pop hits or something.
Well, they're billboards, essentially, right? They're just advertising media. And that actually, you're 100% right, which is why our show is so quirky, because that's how, well, that's the last vestige, really. If you can be a little different and full of variety, and especially localism, and especially live music, then radio gets fun again.
Yeah.
It's a great, intimate, an imaginative medium, but for music and discovering music, it gets pretty hard these days.
That's true. That's true, especially for local musicians and people trying to find local musicians. It's very, very difficult. And in New Orleans, we're lucky to have a thriving music scene. And part of the success of the music scene in New Orleans is because we have a really, really hip local radio station called WWOZ, which streams internationally 24 hours. And it's the kind of station that pretty much if you're a musician of note and you have a new recording, you can show up pretty much any time. And somebody will let you on the air to play whatever it is without even checking it out. They'll just say, you're a local musician, you're bringing us something. They just put it on the air for you, just like that.
Yeah,
and so it helps keep the local people connected with their local musicians. And that's something that's really important in terms of, you know, everybody wouldn't have to come to New Orleans to hear live music if they had live music in their hometowns. And local radio is one of the key components of helping local musicians reach out to their fans.
Yeah, you're right, Alex. And Dave, it's Alex, right?
I'm Alex.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alex.
But he's right too.
It's hard. I know Chaz because he's labeled for me.
Man, we got to get our names on these.
Matt, Alex, it'll get there. You guys look so.
Take you down to the tattoo shop. Put it on your forehead.
Oh, man.
You guys all look so much alike. It gets hard for me to figure this out.
Yeah.
Dave Freeman at OZ. Who it's been a long time since I've seen him, but they're a huge fan of OZ. I've watched radio stations born in the 70s when there was a heyday for our country giving birth due to some regulatory changes of a lot of smaller community-oriented FM stations. Some have gone in certain ways. Some have gone in other ways. It's all a matter of taste. I love the way OZ is held to its roots, and there's a few others like that too. And
yeah, well, OZ started with them at Tipitina's dropping a microphone
down
through the ceiling and recording the Neville Brothers. That was the first WWOZ, just shortwave radio.
I love
live
it.
from Tipitina's. You know?
You should consider tuning in to them. You could go. Don't do it now. Wait a little later today when you can't find anything to listen to. I think it's wwoz.org.
Nice, exactly.
But they stream. They've always been actually on the high end technically. And I want to get more music in from these guys. But during the storms and some of the other issues, they overcame tremendous adversity, but also were an important conduit to help rebuild the community by connecting folks. I'm getting chills talking about that, but it really shows you how powerful that can be, and music is a powerful connector too. I better get back to you guys because there's so much more good stuff to come, and we're down to like 15 minutes of radio time. What do you want to do next? Probably have time for maybe three songs, I'm thinking.
Let's do Yo Mama.
Okay. Here's one that gets to your entire family. Dance like this. No, your mama can't dance like this. She moved like a shoulder, it's tied to a wrist. Oh, your mama can't dance like this. Now your sister's a mean young thing. Oh, your sister's a mean young thing. It's never the sweetness, it's always the sting. Your sister's a mean young thing. And your auntie got antique eyes. Oh, your auntie got antique eyes. It's always your uncle, but she's always surprised. Oh, your auntie got antique eyes. And your sweetie is super duper. Oh, your sweetie is super duper. She went round a corner with Mr. Hoop. Oh, your sweetie is super duper. Yeah. Thank you. cousin, your cousin's a crying shame. Oh, your cousin's a crying shame. You go around the third turn and he comes up lame. Oh, your cousin's a crying shame. Now your brother's broke down. Oh, your brother is all broke down. He's leaving his pieces all over town. Oh, your brother's all broke down. Now your mama can't dance like this. Oh, your mama can't dance like this. Oh, moves like her shoulders tied to a wrist. Oh, your mother can't dance like this.
Listen to you all day, and you could be, you know, there's music in my head. There's music in your heads too. You walk around and like da, 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 da. That'd be that. This is good music to have in your head. It really is, and in your heart. Did you guys? I know you grew up north, all of you. I think, right?
I'm from the west.
The west, sorry. And did you always have a love of? I really don't like to pigeonhole music, but let me just say New Orleans style music or music we would typify, the kind of music you're playing now. I'll start with Chaz since you probably might all have different answers. I mean, did you always like this kind of music growing up? Did you like the kind of music?
Well, I remember hearing the Fats Domino growing up, Leo Dorsey. You heard like the hits that came out. You heard like Tell It Like It Is, and you kind of have it like that. And my father's side of the family is from the Bahamas, so I've always had that kind of Bahamian kind of soup thing there. But the thing about it was, because like I said, back when I was growing up, you heard all kinds of different stuff on the radio. It wasn't like you could hear like an Elvis song right next to a Jackie Wilson song right next to, you know, Johnny Cash song. So you could hear a lot of different stuff and wasn't strictly compartmentalized. You know, wasn't every little style in this radio station. So, like, yeah, I would say, like, I heard a little bit of, like I said, the hits coming out of New Orleans. You know, you heard I'll Scratch My Back and things like that. You know, Tell It Like It Is and those kinds of things. And I have a gift for you.
Oh, thank you very much. This is a Tin Man CD called Avocado Woo Woo.
Woo
Woo. Woo Woo. Oh, I like
that's
it.
That's our third CD after.
Oh, thank you. Signed, sealed, delivered. That's got to be great. Well, you've got a couple covers on here, Maybelline. Do you guys write any of your own songs?
Mm-hmm. Alex wrote every song we've played so far.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry that I didn't ask you that earlier. I meant to.
He's one of the preeminent songwriters in a city of decent songwriters of New Orleans. Yes,
I'll bet.
Alex actually was awarded this year Songwriter of the Year by the Big Easy Awards Ceremony in New Orleans. So, you know, he should start getting paid any day now. We're still waiting.
Well, and he sings pretty well for a songwriter, if you know
like
what
a
I mean.
Quadruple threat.
No, really, you've got an amazing voice. I was going to mention that before. Your voice... And now that I know you wrote them, I was going to say your voice was just built to sing these songs. You sound...
I've got a range of about a minor third.
Yeah. coal miner to diamond miner.
If I do my exercises, I can hit a middle C.
And what are you playing? Just so folks know, it's a resonator. Who made it?
This is a... Yeah, this guitar... Where do I begin? It's got a resonator. It's I guess a faux dobro or yeah. faux resonator.
Don't knock it too much. It made it through security.
Well, yeah.
As all
I plans. Carry it on. You know. It's got this resonator on it.
Yeah.
So it kind of has an acoustic.
It sounds good. It sounds great.
Yeah.
I did want to ask Chaz. Where does one acquire the washboard like? Did you build it? Did you buy it? Where did it come from?
I mean, you don't go into the store and buy these things like this. So for those of you that can't see, obviously, since it's on the radio, I have two cans on the bottom on either side. I have one that's a peanut can, and I had to get peanuts from, like, a special company out of North Carolina because all the peanut cans now have cardboard around them.
You get it from Roddenberry?
Something like that. They're like $10 a can.
Boiled nuts? Yeah. Like boiled nuts?
No, just regular.
Just regular. Okay.
They can be boiled. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
But they're like $10 a can, and the peanuts aren't that good, but the cans are great. then I get a tomato juice can. I got a wood block. The only thing you can buy in the music store is the wood block.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got, this is the thing that drives the women crazy. They're fainting all over Radio Land right now. I mean, the women like the bell, you know? And this is like my symbol to cut, my rise symbol, my crash symbol to cut through everything. And this is my snare. I get them from the Columbus Washboard Company. I get them by the dozen. And they used to make the metal, was kind of called special metal, was kind of lighter metal, so I would go through them like every 2 weeks, sometimes every week.
Wow.
I know, but now, so I was spending a lot of money on washboards. So now, about the time I moved to New Orleans, these two young girls, sisters, bought the company and revitalized it, and they made a stainless steel washboard. So now I would go through the wood before I get any kind of ripple.
Yeah, look at the
but
wood.
Now
up there.
I buy 500 thimbles a year.
Whew. Oh,
40
yeah,
cents a pop.
So the steel is tough against the thimbles.
They beat them. I mean,
it's like an arms race between the thimbles and the washboard.
Yes. I got a secret place in Denver. I don't tell anybody because I only got like 1,000 left of these and 1,000 left of this. So I got a little secret place I get my thimbles from. So these you may think is this a cheap little instrument, but let me tell you, the expense.
I believe it. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. It's 6 minutes before noon here in the East. If you're listening at Radio Phoenix, a new affiliate in Phoenix, Arizona, I like to make sure that you know it's really only 6 minutes before nine. It's okay. You can sort of... chill out you don't chill in Phoenix, but you can kind of relax in Phoenix.
They're mountain time, right?
Sweat slowly.
Well, Arizona, and I have to always check this, Kaja Brown at Radio Phoenix has educated me. Phoenix does not honor, Arizona does not honor
its own way.
A daylight saving time. So sometimes they're 3 hours back, sometimes they're 2 hours back.
That they don't need it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
We're like, that's right, the rest of you guys.
They should be, it's kind of like the Colorado River. They should be pumping some of that daylight sunshine over to Pittsburgh, you know.
Sunshine conduit.
Exactly,
pump
why
that
not?
Stuff up to, you know, the Northwest.
Well, this is a first step. You know, they're carrying the Saturday Light Brigade, and we're trying to give them sunshine and happy stuff. And oh, shoot. So you guys are in Dayton tonight. Yeah. What's your website or the best way for folks to get CDs? Because I think people will really...
TinMenMusic.com.
Easy enough. TinMenMusic.com.
Yeah.
And is there a place where you can typically be found in New Orleans if people are planning on visiting or...
What, the music store? Louisiana Music Factory.
Well, we talk about where we play.
Oh, where you play, typically?
We play every Wednesday at a place called DBA on Frenchman Street. 7 to 9, no smoking, no cover. We'll be back there in September.
Great. Well, follow them, tinmenmusic.com. And what a joy. I wish we could go all day here, but let's... I think we do have time for one more. What do you want to close up with?
I'll Off and Love You.
Okay.
And I'll take it for solo.
Thank you so much for being
you.
Here.
It's
once again,
pleasure.
Tin Men Trio. And thanks to Tim Wolfson for arranging.
Ladies.
One, two, three, four.
Some say love bug will get you at the age of 43. I'm not telling you my age, but something got a hold of me. I'm craving me some loving in that old-fashioned way. Come a little closer, listen to what I have to say. Why don't you fall off and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't
gonna cuddle up and love me like I want you to do. I'm gonna haul off and die over you. Come a little closer, put your little hand in mine. Put your loving arms around me. Please don't change your mind, cause it loves its heart's throbbing as I hold you close to mine. Feels a lot like loving is waiting for me down the line. Why don't you haul off and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't cuddle up and love me like I want you to do, I'm gonna haul off and die over you. Yeah, your kiss is soft and tender, and that breathing's all so fine. Feels like matrimony running up and down my spine. I don't believe that love will hurt you, cause it feels so nice and fine. Seems a lot like heaven's waiting for me down the line. Why don't you haul off and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't cuddle up and love me like I want you to do, I wanna haul off and die over you.
Tin Man Trio, join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.